Dave and Darren.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway, huh?
Hello there!
Oh, there's just a certain magic in the air. It's opening day here at Nacho Radio. Joined by my partner, Darren. My name is Dave. This is the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. And is this feeling something real? Happy opening day, Darren.
I always open my season in Japan.
You do, don't you?
So I've already came and went.
Is it the Hiroshima Carp that you went and saw?
That's right.
Who did they play? Was it the Ham Fighters? Or
I don't remember. I should know
Giants.
That. I should know that.
I still have the fan that you got me.
I do too.
It's one of my favorite baseball keepsakes. Right up there with the Bert Blyleven mask that somebody got me. And
I was going to say, I did not get you the Bert Blyleven GIMP mask.
And I think my
favorite... Was that a big seller?
No, it's just a it's
something
just a
I should look
mask.
Into.
That and the Timo Perez locker plate that I gave to you and then stole from you.
Yeah.
I bought it at a White Sox garage sale. Timo Perez's the locker plate that he had over his locker. And I gave it to you as a gift, and then I thought, you know what?
Then you took it back.
Well, you weren't appreciating it as well as I thought you should.
He wasn't even on the Indians at the time.
The Indians? Why would he be on the Indians?
I see what you did there.
It's Don on the phone.
Is Don on the phone?
Oh, okay. Yes, I hear you, Clem Fandango.
Is it okay to say that, Don? Oh, it's not?
Don,
oh, it's not?
Don, is that kind of racist? And also, we were supposed to look at some pictures.
Is that something I shouldn't have said?
Should I have not said that? Oh, boy, there's a beauty going on the Mets and the Nationals. You got Scherzer versus DeGrom. They both have over 10 strikeouts in the afternoon. And right now, the Yankees are losing to the Orioles. You like to see that. It's a magical time.
That's your top five things sports update.
We hope you enjoyed. Of course.
Of course. Of course.
Darren's getting ready for opening day. That's going to happen in some way, shape, or form down there at Modern Woodman Park. You guys are surrounded by water right now.
We are.
But they've got a walkway. The games are still going to happen.
To my knowledge.
Okay. As of this moment, that's still going to be a thing.
That's always going to be my answer.
To my knowledge.
My answer, there's no reason to ever ask again. My answer is, we have every intention of playing.
That's fantastic. Good to know. You want to play a quick round of...
Granted, it's a company line.
You work for that company, though, so it's appropriate.
There you go.
You want to play a quick round of That's So Florida?
Florida!
I've got a host of stories, all of them coming from the Sunshine State. I wanted to say an extra special thank you to everybody who reached out via email and the Nacho Radio text line. There was that story last week where you were supposed to put your birthday and then Florida Man in Google, and you would get a Florida story from your birthday that would describe, you know, the kind of person you are. It's kind of like...
We mentioned that?
I don't know that we did.
I don't think we did.
But so many people reached out to say, you guys should mention this because you've had a lot of fun with Florida. Mm-hmm. And I think by the time we got around to doing another show, it had kind of the moment
come
had
and
passed.
Gone, yes.
But I did want to take just a quick second to recognize everybody who thought of us and sent us the link to that story. It was
now, did we
well
get any answers concerning what was our little technical problem?
No, still working on that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's a couple of hiccups along the way, and we are working with our provider to make sure...
We just don't know if they're isolated hiccups.
Right. We need to make sure that everybody is getting what they expect and what they're paying for.
The fact that people didn't say, yes, that's a problem.
Yeah, but, you know, it could be that... We'll hear that in the next couple of days. People consume the podcast differently.
That's true.
Right? There might be a bunch of people on Saturday, you know? I got a text the other day from something we said in episode 66. So that's the beauty of this medium.
Which is allowed.
Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me which of these stories is the most Florida. Okay, I've got four stories from the headlines here. And it'll be your job, Darren, and you, listening on your smartphone or in the car or on your laptop.
Four headlines or four stories?
I'll give you the stories. I'm not going to get too much into the stories because there's four of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to overdo the Florida, right? Florida man calls police after he paid for sex and got scammed instead. John Sengel. This mugshot says it all. Does that look like a guy who would pay for sex and be scammed instead?
It looks like there's. You can see the disappointment.
John Omar Sengel called the West Palm Beach Police.
The look on his face.
Yeah.
The look on his face looks as though he's not necessarily upset about being arrested. He's upset about the fact he got scammed.
He's disappointed in himself.
That's his scammed face.
This is where the story takes a turn that I can't quite wrap my brain around. He's a homeless man who called the police in West Palm Beach after he paid $500 to a group of four people at a Days Inn, so at least one of them would have sex with him.
I like my odds.
But if you have $500... why not stay at the Days Inn for a couple of days and not be homeless?
$500, you could stay there for a little longer than that.
I'm guessing you could.
Work some sort of deal.
Yes. He says the group took the money, but then nobody ever showed up for the sex that he had agreed to with them.
Well, why wasn't the sex happening instantaneously?
He was charged with solicitation of a prostitute and released on a $500 bond.
What if they're not prostitutes?
So that's another $500.
What if they're not prostitutes?
I don't think they were.
That's a misnomer.
Well, I think
how can you solicit prostitution or a prostitute if they're not a prostitute?
I am not a prostitute, but if you were to say, Dave, I'll give you $20 to do something to me, that would be solicitation. Prostitution is not something like you don't have a license for that.
Okay, you kind of left that out. You left that hanging out there. What could we get for $20?
Anything you want.
Oh, whoa!
Oh, GI sucky sucky. Back to Florida,
whoa,
if we could.
What's going on?
Martin County, thong-wearing garbage artist is in the news here.
Uh-huh.
A thong-wearing garbage artist has been busted in Martin County, Florida. This guy declined to identify himself, but he's a garbage artist. Garbage, I guess, is his medium.
Florida.
Yeah, thank you. Now, look at this mugshot, and I know this does no good for anyone but Darren, but that looks like a garbage artist, doesn't it?
I guess.
The deputy was sent to an address. Property owner was calling in to report a homeless male on his property building a shed and throwing chairs. He was wearing a swimsuit and then a thong. He had no shirt, no shorts, and was covered in sand. And he said he was an artist that makes things out of garbage. Arrested after investigators said he refused to identify himself. And this is what I do. I wear a thong.
I'm incapable.
I cover myself in sand. And then I, make art.
Mr. Sandman.
Yes. How about this? Man arrested. This happened in Brandon, Florida. He calls himself... calls himself Michael the Archangel. He thought it'd be a good idea to try and blow up 16 government vehicles early yesterday morning. Deputies responded to the Military Recruitment Center on Brandon Boulevard at 7 o'clock in the morning on the report that 16 government vehicles and one civilian vehicle had the gas tanks pried open with rags and sticks placed inside the tanks.
That's very ambitious.
Vehicles are property of the Army, Navy, National Guard, Air Force, and Marines. He was taken into custody. He says he was Michael the Archangel, and when they asked him why he wanted to blow up the vehicles, he said it's because, quote,
it's a living.
The generals won't surrender to the kingdom of God. He had two lighters on him and admitted to having charcoal lighter fluid as well. He's looking at criminal mischief and attempted arson charges.
I would say so, mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, finally, on this round of That's So Florida.
Damn.
A woman accused of shoplifting and then masturbating in front of a teenager on the way to jail. This happened in Dunedin, Florida, which is also in the Tampa Bay area there.
1-800-TEEN-STEAM.
She's behind bars. Tammy Lynn Bonefield. I bet she was teased. Tammy Bonefield? Mm-hmm. It writes itself. She's behind bars after deputies say she attempted to steal from a beauty supply store, and then while being transported to the Pinellas County Jail, she masturbated in front of a teenager.
Well, listen, sometimes it just dawns on you. You know what I could do?
I think you find when you love what you do, you make the time.
You don't work a day in your life.
Mrs. Bonefield attempted to steal two items under $10 from a Silky Beauty Supply in Dunedin, Florida. Or is it Dunedin? I think it's pronounced Dunedin. I get corrected on this all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. Whenever we go down there, I'm like, let's go to... It's Dunedin. I'm sorry. That's Dunedin in Florida.
Florida.
Confronted by an employee there at the Silky Beauty Supply for attempting to steal the items, she then punched them in the head and then proceeded to kick another victim. She denied stealing anything, but the items were found on her and then returned to the store. On the way to jail, she was transported with a 16-year-old boy who she proceeded to masturbate in front of. The child was separated from her by a metal partition. She made multiple sexual comments as well as exposed her breast and genitals to the young man. Mm-hmm. Now, why was the boy in the car?
Well, he must have done something as well. What? Unrelated.
Send another car.
Well, you could do that.
What is this? We're doing ride shares on the way to jail? She's been charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition, simple battery, petty theft, and resisting a merchant. I guess that's a Florida rule. So, garbage artist, group sex guy, you got your Michael the Archangel, and you got this one masturbating in front of a kid on her way to jail. Which one is the most Florida?
I'm going to go with the first one. I just like the look on his face.
See, without benefit of his face, I wonder what the listeners will say. But please give us your thoughts on our text line, 470-23-NACHO.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they are presenting Easter Mayhem. It's one weekend only, so don't miss it. Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10 o'clock. Admission is just $15, VIP, $20. Tickets available in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate spring in a unique way. It's Easter Mayhem, and it's an all-new event coming to the Quad Cities. Navigate through the haunted house as Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims. It is Easter Mayhem Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Sean Flynn Photography will be there with a free photo booth. Coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presents Easter Mayhem, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Do it live!
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their Italian sausage, premium sausage chopped and grilled with melted provolone cheese and the add marinara sauce, fried onions, and or sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, couple ways to get a hold of them. You can call them 563-284-2331. This is easy as well. Just email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. They'll get back with you and get everything set up. If you're going in there for just lunch or dinner, we encourage you to mention Nacho Radio. Please do that. You'll get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
I just turned on and wanted to watch some White Sox pregame, and they got gymnastics on, so I don't know that the Sox are going to play against
the
Royals.
Now, is Hawk
today
doing the pregame?
Hawk's done. We are in a hawkless world.
I wonder.
There is no more Hawk involvement.
I wonder if he'll be like tweeting the broadcast with snarky comments.
You heard what he had to say about retirement. Did I read this quote to you? Because it sounds like something you would say.
Did it have to do with drinking?
Yes. Hawk Harrelson, not impressed.
With retirement.
With retirement. He worked his last game, and he says retirement has been tough on him. He spends most of his time watching Walker Texas Ranger and turning a lot of Smirnoff into urine.
Well,
that was his quote to the paper. The Tribune calls him up a couple of months into his retirement. He goes, I'm just watching a lot of Texas Ranger and turning a lot of Smirnoff into urine.
Here's the thing about Hawk.
Classy as always.
He has not had it easy. He has not had it easy, or at least it's his impression that he has not had it easy.
You know,
it's his opinion.
There's a lot.
It's his opinion. He has not had it easy.
There was a lot about him as a Sox fan that I loved, and there was a lot that I just could not put up with. You know?
But you did.
Had to. What were my options then? Going to listen to Ed Farmer and Sleepy Darren Jackson?
Go crazy, kids.
It's this next one. I get to take a turn at your wife. No. What are you doing?
If he jacks one here, I'm going to kiss you.
Make sure you make your plans to go to the Wild Olive, 159th and Cicero in Oak Forest, where there's never a cover. Tuesday's $5 cover.
Where your gin-soaked desire takes you that way.
Oh, no, yeah, that was it. Head on their 1,800-square-foot dance floor when your gin-soaked desire leads you that way. I do like Farmio.
Yeah, why don't you listen to him?
Jackson drives me nuts because he sounds like he's another one that sounds like he doesn't want to be there. I want a play-by-play guy who sounds like he's excited to watch the game and is maybe rooting for the team that I root for. I don't know. That's not my. Well, they're not my favorite.
I guess that's what you have now.
Yes. No. Benetti and Stone are fantastic.
That's what you.
I'm thrilled. And by God, I think the White Sox could win 80 games this year. I think they could win 80 games, which is very exciting.
Did you put money on that?
I did put money on that.
Did you?
I did indeed.
Good for you.
Yes, I did put a little sum. A little sum has been placed on it. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Normally, I don't bet on things in which I have an emotional stake, but I couldn't say no to this. You want to get into the top five things?
Sure.
Number one.
Number one.
Or maybe that's where we do our meatball party. Do some sort of...
In your garage?
Well, maybe not the garage. I don't know if we can get everybody in the garage.
Then all these lunatics will know where you live.
They know anyway. It's fine. All right.
They do?
No, they don't. Here is number one on our top five things. And this story comes to us from my kind of town, Chicago. Guy tried to get on a plane.
Who are the Sox open against?
Kansas City Royals.
I'm at home.
That would be the Seattle Mariners. That's a week away, though.
They got a couple series to knock out first?
Yeah, they go to, I believe they go to Cleveland after the Royals.
Oh boy.
And then it's home to open up against the Mariners.
Ooh, that's a sweep.
Yes. The last time I checked, a sweep? Last time I checked, the Mariners are the only undefeated team in baseball.
Well, I know it. That Fred Griffey Jr. is something else.
Fred Griffey Jr.?
Oh, not Fred Griffey. Ken Griffey. Who's Fred Griffey? There's got to be a Fred Griffey Jr. somewhere. Give me that. Are you telling me it's impossible that there's a Fred Griffey Jr. somewhere?
I think if my last name was Griffey, I would have to have a Jr. just to be on the safe side. Did I tell you my folks told me this story? And my last birthday?
He's going to get big, isn't he?
Who is?
Ken Griffey Jr.
He's already putting on some pounds.
I mean, he's not Stacey King big, but it's...
Now, Griffey also suffers from gigantism, remember, from drinking that tonic.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, you're thinking of a Simpsons episode.
So that's why I think he's going to get big.
From a 30-year-old Simpsons episode. So my parents told me this my last birthday. For like the first couple hours, I was a junior. My dad's name is Fred, and they wanted to name me Fred.
They were considering you Fred.
Yeah. And my dad's a junior, so I would have been Frederick
the third.
Can you imagine that?
Can I call you the third?
Well, for the first like couple hours of my life, that was it.
Well, they were just considering it. They never put it.
They never wrote it down.
They put it on paper. They never put it on paper.
No, when it came time to say what the name was, they went with David. Yeah. And I'm really glad they did.
The third.
Fred Lavora. Fred G. Lavora. The third. Can you imagine all the... I mean, I got beat up enough as a kid. Can you imagine that, though? I mean, and frankly, I wouldn't be mad at anybody that threw a punch at me then.
Do you think they would have, like, beat you up three times as bad?
Probably. One, two, and three!
Typically, we just punch you once, but being that you're the third...
Right? You could be listening to, in an alternate universe, you could be listening right now to the Fred and Darren podcast.
I like the sound of that.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me. I'll tell you who else it doesn't work for, my wife. Because when I told her this story, this is what she says to me.
That would have been a deal breaker.
She goes, you wouldn't have had a chance. I go, even if everything was the same, I had the same personality and the same looks.
Everything's the same.
She goes, no, it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter. You wouldn't have had a chance. Right? When I brought the story up, I was looking for some reassurance, like, you know, Dave, I'd love you no matter what your name was.
Right.
You know? Oh, that's interesting that your name was Fred for a couple of hours.
I like Fred's, Fred's a strong name.
It's not my pick, but I'd love you no matter what. Yeah. Is what I'm looking for. This is what I get. Would have been a non-starter. Would have been you. No, that's a deal breaker. No, right. Never would have happened.
The fact that you mentioned it might be. It still might be.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Why you're so distant all of a sudden, baby? Don't touch me, Fred. For 3 hours. Good
chance. Fred for 3 hours. That sounds like an after-school special.
By the way, if you're listening to this and your name is Fred, I mean no offense. I mean, it works for you.
No. Well, it looks good on you, though. One.
All right, we're doing the top five things. You're listening to Fred and Darren. The third. So this happened at O'Hare. Male passenger spotted by another traveler walking across the tarmac, attempting to board a flight completely naked. Yeah. I'm not sure what this guy's problem was, but this happened at Terminal 1, Gate C10. Huh. Naked passenger walking around
stripped
the ramp
down,
completely naked. Multiple witnesses say he walked off a Delta flight at Terminal 2.
And then just shed his clothes,
and then was quickly apprehended by airport authorities. People commenting on this are being very kind.
That's the darndest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just walking around naked. I'll say this. Like, as far as naked dudes go, like, if you were somebody who wanted to look at naked dudes, he's got a good-looking body.
So you're saying he's got a nice physique?
Yeah, he's put together. Okay. Normally, the rule of thumb is the people that get naked who aren't supposed to get naked are not people you want to see get naked.
Okay.
But looking at now the O'Hare people are covering up his naughty bits, thankfully. But the rest of it, this is clearly a guy that knows
younger
how to do
guy.
This guy, yeah, younger guy who knows how to do some sit-ups.
Okay,
my goodness. Number two. Okay, Darren, how about this story? A guy is suing his boss for $1.3 million.
I love it. Bamillion.
$1.3 million, a lawsuit. A former employee of a construction company who refers to his ex-boss as Mr. Stinky. David Hanks is a 56-year-old former engineer for a construction company, and he says his boss, Greg Short, would enter his small windowless office to fart 5 or 6 times a day.
That is not right.
This was part of a larger conspiracy to terminate his employment. Before he was eventually laid off, he says, I would be sitting with my face to the wall, and he would come into the room, fart behind me, and walk away.
Well, that's not right.
May have done it at least once, twice, he says.
What kind of office did he have?
A small, windowless office.
Oh, windowless, okay.
And when they put the guy on the stand, the farter on the stand, he goes, it may have happened once, maybe twice, but I don't think it happened as much as he says. Suing for
So you're saying not exonerated.
Well, he said if he farted on or near him, it wasn't with bad intentions.
It was with the best of intentions. You can't. You don't know what my intent is.
No offense. So the court is hearing claims of harassment and psychiatric trauma and severe stress. He says his boss would put his
and
butt right in his right in his face.
A loss of hearing and smell and taste.
That's not good.
The David.
I'm trying to do business.
I'm on business here. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They are in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. Spring has sprung and love is in the air, and their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. They are open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Like them on Facebook and check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. Mention Nacho Radio, and with the purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. And get this, up and through tax day.
Ooh.
April 15th, if you go to Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry and make a purchase, you won't pay tax.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Mention Nacho Radio, and you won't pay tax on your purchase up through tax day, April 15th. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three. Turns out, if you want to make really good cheese, you need to play music to it. Remember, there was always the kid that would do the science fair project.
Singing to the plants?
If you talk to the plants or play music, they grow better.
Sure.
Well, researchers in Switzerland set out to determine how sound waves might affect the microorganisms that give cheese its flavor.
Mm-hmm.
This experiment is called Cheese in Surround Sound, and it started last fall with 9 22-pound wheels of Emmental cheese placed in 9 separate wooden crates. Each one of these cheese was played various types of music, like the Magic Flute by Mozart, or Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, or jazz we've got from A Tribe Called Quest.
What about the string cheese incident?
I like what you're doing there. No, they were not a part of the experiment. Cheeses were exposed to music 24 hours a day over 6 months through a transmitter that focused the sound directly into the cheese wheels.
C-H-E-E-S-E-A-N-D-O-N-I-O-N-S. Oh, no. Cheese and onions.
Once the cheeses matured, they were analyzed by professional food people who conducted that the music that was exposed to the cheese wheels that were exposed to music had a milder flavor compared to the control cheese, which got no music whatsoever.
Control cheese?
Yeah, we have to have a control cheese if we're doing an experiment, right?
Are they looking to get rid of that control cheese?
They say that the cheese that was the best...
What's got to go?
The cheese that tasted the best, they say, had a discernibly stronger smell, stronger, fruitier taste than the other test samples. These are people who obviously know what they're talking about when they're talking about cheese.
Cheese
they say the best music for cheese was, in fact, hip-hop music.
Huh.
Hip-hop music is the best.
First team, All-American, bitch.
Get Hoodie Allen involved.
Number four. Hoodie Allen and a can of Rotel.
Now it's
a party.
Now that's a tailgate, bitch.
First team.
Bitch. What was that song by him? Hoodie Allen. Has he had any other hits?
I'm sure.
What was his...
Tons of them.
I mean, is he still a thing?
Yes.
Like,
big thing.
Do you see him on the on the circuit?
Yes, I hear him on the top 40 all the time.
You don't listen to top 40.
Wouldn't know where to find it.
How dumb do you think
Wouldn't
I am?
Wouldn't know where to find it. I suppose if you go get your hair cut, you'll be listening to Top 40.
Was the song called No Interruption? Does that sound familiar?
Mm.
Hoodie Allen was a hip-hop star.
They're all number ones.
We were big fans of, but we've never really listened to more than 20 seconds of his stuff.
We're not allowed to.
No. Number four, it deals with a scam artist. This is genius. I mean, this is a scam. Lithuanian guy.
A royal scam?
Well, you tell me. This guy stole from Google and Facebook, all right?
Okay.
Some Lithuanian dude pled guilty to wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and 3 counts of money laundering. But this is where it gets really, really... I wouldn't even be mad at this dude.
Wouldn't you think Google and Facebook would have someone like that rubbed out?
He stole 90...
They've got to have their own hit squad, don't they?
He stole $99 million from Facebook and $23 million from Google.
Tell me how.
This is the genius of this con. The guy's name is Elvadas Rimaskauskas. Pled guilty to these charges. This was the plan. How do you steal more than $100 million from Facebook and Google? You just ask for it. So what he did was he figures these are giant companies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just going to send them invoices along with a bunch of contracts that make it look like they got stuff from me.
Yeah.
Who's going to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
forged emails to make them look like they came from executives saying, make sure you pay for this. And there were contracts and letters that were forged to make it look like everything was on the up and up inside the company. And then he would send these invoices, and they would just cut him a check.
Yeah, you got QuickBooks.
Remiskauskas registered a company in Latvia with a same name as a Taiwanese hardware manufacturer to make take the wire deposits from the company's banks. Neither Facebook nor Google checked to see if the invoices were real. And this guy was able to make $122 million total. He's going to be sentenced later on this summer. He's looking at 30 years in prison. He agreed to fork over $50 million, but the other $73 million, he says that's unaccounted for. It's in Cyprus, Lithuania, Hungary, Slovakia, and Latvia.
Who knows?
I don't know. I'll give you $50 million, but the rest of it, I couldn't tell you. So he's a young guy. I mean, this guy's his late 20s.
So
he's going to do 50.
He's going to do 50s.
He's going to do 30 years and come out, and he won't do that much time.
No, he won't.
He's going to come out and just live off of Google and Facebook's money. Isn't that genius? I'm not even mad at this guy. Just send invoices. I think if you would have stopped after like $5 million, you would have been fine. Right? Like how much money do you need to steal before you're like, okay, I'm set. This is the greatest con of all time.
Well, yeah, but at that point, it's clearly a felon. You know?
Right.
So,
right. I get it.
What's the difference?
I get it, but I just think like, at some point, I don't understand why it's not enough for these people.
Hail Crudwell!
This guy that got in locally, a guy got busted robbing a credit union in Moline, and they were looking for him because he's a serial bank robber. Like, he's been doing a lot of bank hits around town. And I would think like...
Just the Quad Cities?
Yes. Yes. He's a local guy. And he's out of Rock Island. I don't know the cat, but my point is... He had already successfully robbed a couple of banks.
Isn't that enough?
That's what I don't get. Like, I would think if you rob one bank, that should be enough.
Pushing your luck, sure.
The first time you get a check for $1 million from Facebook, you go, great job for me. Now,
lay low.
On to the next thing.
Go crazy.
Yeah, right?
Five.
Number five.
Finally, on the top five things today, this story, Darren, comes to us. A woman who has a genetic mutation that some people are calling a superpower, although I think it's potentially very dangerous. Jo Cameron, there's a case study in her on the latest edition of the British Journal of Anesthesia, and yes, we do subscribe. This woman is from Scotland, and she feels no pain. And I don't mean like you feel no pain on a Friday night. I mean she literally cannot feel pain.
Get you in trouble.
Well, yeah. Scientists say they discovered two genetic mutations that are at play. One is a previously unidentified gene. This 71-year-old woman has this gene mutation, and she's experienced other effects beyond the lack of pain. She's broken bones without any painful reaction.
I bet she's one hell of a firewalker.
She says when she burns herself, she's not aware it's happening until she smells her flesh singeing.
How often do you burn yourself?
Well, look, man. How often have you accidentally touched something you weren't supposed to touch?
Like what?
Like you touch a hot stove or something.
Not a lot.
Right, but when it happens, you move your hand away instantly because you know you're not supposed to touch it. But if you didn't know that,
cook. I understand the idea behind pain.
Right. But my point is, you wouldn't know unless... It's like the old Tom and Jerry cartoons where the cat looks at the audience and goes, say, what's cooking? And it's you, cat. The mouse is setting your tail on fire.
When Bugs is in the big pot
and
they're adding onions and carrots.
Is exactly. Say, what's cooking? She's had dental work done and gone through childbirth without the need for pain medicine.
Well, certainly.
And there's video of her eating a fiery Scotch bonnet chili pepper.
Take it all.
And smiling throughout the process.
She could have won our Hardee's red burrito eating contest.
Yes, because the scalding of her mouth and the burning of her
truth
hands.
Truth be told, I don't know that she could have did it any faster than the guy
it's true.
Whose mouth was the inside of a catcher's mitt.
That's true.
I don't think she could have eaten it any faster.
She says because she's not able to feel pain, and this is the thing, she didn't know anything was strange. She's in her early 70s. She didn't know anything was strange until she was 65 years old.
Mm.
She goes to the doctor, and they x-ray her hip, and they find this massive deterioration in one of her joints, and they said, how are you not in excruciating pain? She had surgery on one of her hands that they say is excruciating. She had zero discomfort. So they sent her to pain specialists in London. They did a bunch of studies on her, and they're trying to figure it out.
You know what police song never added up for her?
King of Pain.
I don't even get that song.
What does that even mean?
What does synchronicity mean?
Are they mispronouncing rain?
Does that mean like you're synced up or something?
She says because she has never felt pain, she's a super optimistic person. She says she's never panicked in her life. She was in a car accident 2 years ago that left the vehicle upside down on its roof.
No big whoop.
Yeah, she's just like, well, I guess this is happening. Like, you're not freaking out like the rest of us would because your car is upside down. Again, it wasn't until she had this x-ray and they were like, you should be in so much pain right now, you should be immobile.
She's like, I should be in what?
Is that right? I don't even understand the meaning of the word.
So she never even asked about pain?
Well, that's a little strange, right?
Yeah.
I think it would have come up. But those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about this? How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? A super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot ice and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast is originated from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. And don't forget this, anytime is a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's.
You've got that
Easter egg hunt coming up. Put some Capriotti's gift cards in those eggs. And then when that little toddler opens that egg, it's like, we're going to Capriotti's. What do you think of that?
Damn straight.
Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, that's it. We're back next week until we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
With cakes for